Damien, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, signed a COVID-19 pandemic relief package. What can you tell us about these bills?
There were a couple of bills that she has already signed. One of those provides $600 rebates to low-income workers. The other offers a tax holiday for restaurants that have been, you know, kind of hit particularly hard by the health restrictions that came along with the pandemic. Last Wednesday, she signed those two bills. It's all part of a larger economic recovery package. So they're really hoping that these bills are going to provide a break for low-income workers. That particular bill is expected to apply to 200,000 people who typically claim the state's working families tax credit, people who earn up to $31,200 a year, and that'll apply to the 2020 filings, so this year's filings for last year's taxes with the state tax and rev department.
Now, I want to move on to talk about the Las Cruces mayor, Ken Miyagashima. He has asked New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to grant an exception for Doña Ana County restaurants with indoor dining. Can you kind of give us an explanation of what exactly was behind the mayor's reasoning with this?
Well, the short version is the request didn't go over very well. Last week, we got word that Mayor Ken Miyagashima was planning to ask Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to grant an exemption to Doña Ana County restaurants to allow them to operate under indoor dining under the yellow level rules, regardless of where the epidemiological data about test positivity and new case numbers place the county under reopening rules this week. Basically, his argument is if we're still not allowing indoor dining, Las Cruces and Doña Ana County residents are just going to drive to El Paso for their dining needs, and they're going to be, you know, transmitting the virus back and forth across the border. So what he was hoping would happen is that the governor's office would be able to provide a waiver for Doña Ana County, kind of grant an exception, but the governor's office said no way. And they questioned, you know, what scientific backing his request had. So in a follow-up response that we ended up reporting on, the mayor pointed the governor's office to data from the Office of Emergency Management here in Doña Ana County, which showed that the seven-day rolling test positivity rate had fallen below 5%. But the governor's office said they wouldn't have it, and Doña Ana County is going to play by the same rules that everyone else does, and that those rules are in place for a very good reason and based on very sound science.
Okay, Damien. Now, we don't have a lot of time left, but I would like to learn a little bit more about the story that you all have ran about a local chili manufacturing company making some news. What can you tell us about Zia Hatch Chili Company?
I'll just give you a tease. I had a chance to visit with Nate Cotan. She's the founder of the Zia Hatch Chili Company. They recently, just a couple of weeks ago, were named to the Forbes Next 1000 list. The companies, of course, they can green chili and salsa. The company's manufacturing operations are based here in Las Cruces. All their supporting comes from the chili fields in Hatch, and they really are invested in the Las Cruces community. In fact, over the holiday season, they donated 2,400 jars of salsa to Casa de Peregrinos in December to help combat hunger. But their story is really fantastic, and they're a relatively young company. They've only been around for about 5 years. They got their starts selling chili in Brooklyn at an enormous farmer's market called Smorgasburg. And like I said, I hope you'll check out the story. It really is a great, great tale about a locally based company doing really, really well.
Thanks for the update, Damien. We'll talk to you next week.
Fantastic.